Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. October. We're talking about the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. You have to take all of the blood covenants to come to that conclusion. Father, we thank you for that. I take no credit for it. I praise you and thank you because of Exodus 23:25. And that day I was driving out my driveway and had been meditating on that. And I got out of my car and I shouted, I will not be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. Because I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. I praise you and thank you for this God-given authority. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The book of Genesis. We start at the beginning. In the beginning, God. Well, all right, let's stop right there. In the beginning, Elohim. El, God, plural. The Trinity was there. Look at it. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, huh? Here he is. Here he is. And the great apostle said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he'll quicken your mortal body. Here it is. The Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. Now, we're talking about, I want to say it again so you listen to it. The command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or the authority of the believer. But the Lord dropped that in my heart, the command authority. Amen. We have authority to make commands and demands. Yes. In Christ Jesus, yes. Not on our own. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Now look over here. Verse 26, and Elohim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Over the cattle and, say it with me, over all the earth. The whole planet. It's in the book.
Amen.
And we have to remember that Elohim knows the end from the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. He's already in our future.
Amen.
Let us make them. There they are. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now then, let's look at Psalm 8, the 8th Psalm. Are you there? Well, I'm the one with the new Bible, but I already had it more. The new pages. But I had to do it. The other one was just so far gone. First one. Oh, Lord, our Lord. Oh, there's twice. Oh, Lord, our Lord. Yes. But now, let me make a pre-statement here. Take Daniel, for instance. Take David, for instance. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days. Gabriel came and said, I'm paraphrasing, Fear not, Daniel, we heard you the first day. But the spirit of Persia with Huda heard me, or the spirit of Iran today, and gave him his message. He said, when I leave, the spirit of Greece shall come. Well, the spirit over the United States is the spirit of God.
Amen.
Because of our first president and first act of Congress.
Amen.
Verse 3, when I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, with his fingers, he just created the moon and the stars. With the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man thou visits him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hath crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Didn't mention Jesus. He's there. But you know, all of these are talking about him. But there's the authority. The name. Say the name.
The name.
Your name is the excellent name. Praise God forevermore. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. I'll sing praise to thy name. Well, what name? Wherein mine enemies are turned back, and they shall fall and perish at your presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause, and sat in the throne judging right. You have rebuked the heaven and have destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Thou enemy and destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. But the Lord, now that's Jehovah. Jehovah, English side, Yahovah. Yah. Did you ever think about this? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yod, hey, vav, hey.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I wasn't smart enough to come up with that. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment. If you hear the authority on this? He shall minister judgment. So it be to God, judgment. Ooh. Praise God. He shall, who? Jehovah. This is different than Elohim. Jehovah, command authority. Jehovah God. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Setzkenu, my banner over me is love. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Yes. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Oh, you could just go. I'll plug this in here. And you shall call his name Emmanuel, God among us. So, in doing that, God named his own son. God among us. Well, I jump way out ahead of myself. But I'm excited about this. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read the 103rd Psalm. Ooh, glory to God. Two Psalms, Psalm 145 in the Classic Amplified is my favorite. And this one, the 103rd Psalm, has history behind it. Now, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my mind, will, and emotions. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness. That's chesed. The greater is, the lesser is blessed of the larger on an equal basis. That's covenant chesed. And tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good words, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was sitting up with my mother, and she was in the hospital. And I was just sitting there, and I heard it in my spirit. She doesn't need healing. I said, well, you could have fooled me. No, he said, this is all in my spirit. No, no, no. Did you notice how quickly I healed her of pneumonia when you asked me to? I said, oh, no, Father. Did you notice how I healed the bruises on the back of her hand where they had put IVs because you asked me to? I said, oh, Lord. Have you not read in my 130th Psalm that I will fill your mouth with good words and renew your strength like the eagles? I said, Lord, please forgive me. So I just flipped over there to it. And I now listen to this authority. I didn't have that on my mind then. But listen to this. I said, can I pray it now? I mean, they were prepping her to go home to be with the Lord. And I knew it. I said, can I pray it now? He said, all things are possible to him that believes. So I prayed it. She lived two more years and prepared me for her homegoing. Prepared me for it. And 1988, Southwest Believers Convention, and I was driving down the freeway, and it hit me pretty hard. And my mama prayed for me every day. And it hit me pretty hard. And I was driving down the freeway, and all of a sudden, Isaiah 53, grieve not. Amen. Grieve not. That no translation is sorrow and grief, weaknesses and pains. But the King James says sorrow and grief. And suddenly, I said, fly, little bird, fly. And it was gone. That's command authority. Yes. The Lord revealed to me what to do and what to say. It was gone. So, at her homegoing service, of course, at Eagle Mountain International Church, our church here in Fort Worth, at her homegoing service, I have a picture of my mother that was taken back before color film, and it was hand-colored. It is beautiful. I was sitting next to my dad on the front row, and I had that sitting up there. I punched him. I said, "Dad, that's who you're looking for." And he smiled. He said, "It is, isn't it?" But he never did get over it, really, all the way. And we were just by her bedside. He looked up at me. He said, "Kenneth." Now, see, I have no idea why they named me Kenneth. I don't want the name Emmanuel, but some people have that name. I have no idea. It didn't mean a thing to me. And when I was little, I thought, I wish they'd have named me John. I don't like this. But I was either blessed with it or stuck with it. So I don't know. I expect my mother prayed about it. She prayed about everything and picked it. So praise God. Amen. But that, he said, "I have loved her a long time, and I love her more now than I ever did in my life." And I talked to him about it and so forth. Command authority over grief.
Yes.
That's huge. And most Christians don't know they have any authority. I'm going to say that. A lot of Christians don't know they have any authority at all. Because spending too much time in the first covenant, well, he'll put a curse on you. It doesn't say that. And this is where we're going with this. Because this is our command authority. This is that command authority amplified. Where the authors just took the Hebrew words and the Greek words and put some amplification on that so that we know. I didn't even look this up yet till right now. Listen to this. In the beginning, Elohim prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty, waste and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. Whoa. You talk about authority. And Elohim said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, suitable, and pleasant. Suitable and pleasant. He's a suitable and pleasant God. But there is a spirit of darkness. And he's not pleasant at all. But then that's someplace else we're going to. Tim, how much time we have?
Minute and a half.
Huh?
Minute and a half.
Minute and a half. I can do a lot in a minute and a half. So, the rulership of Satan. Luke 4, 2 Corinthians 4. Jesus was the last Adam, and he passed the test. But you notice that's the way it worked. Now, the light line, all above it was God. That light line. Man was created above that light line.
Amen.
They fell below it and fell into a form of darkness. And he really committed high treason. But I'm way ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, this is good, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for it. So, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. It will be good. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the class here at the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast reminding you that God loves you and we love you. In fact, God is love. And God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I am Elizabeth Sotomil. Originally, I am from the Philippines, and I'm a dentist by profession. I got born again on June 7, 1985, and it was along that time that a friend lent me her tape, and it's about the integrity of God's Word by Kenneth Copeland. So that tape has literally introduced me to the Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Immediately, I became a partner. Along that time, too, the Lord has given me a dream. And in that dream, I see myself treating a lot of white patients. And I was still in the Philippines practicing my profession when all of my patients are purely Filipinos, locals. But then I was asking the Lord, Lord, what does that dream mean? So, year 2000, I had a chance to tour the United States with my family. And I have a cousin who happened to be a dentist in California, and she told me, why don't you take the board exams? It's still open for foreign graduate dentists till 2003. The cutoff is 2003. And so I said, why not? So 2001, I came back, took the part one, I passed it, went back to the Philippines. 2002, I took the part two, passed it, went back to the Philippines. And 2003, I applied for part three, but I was not scheduled till 2006. So I came back 2006, and these are all hands-on. The first part two were all written exams, extremely difficult, considering that I've been a graduate for over so many years. But the principles I learned through Kenneth Copeland about speaking the word, the spirit of faith, whenever thoughts of failure comes to my mind, I say, I have the mind of Christ. I will pass this exam in passing colors, in flying colors, and I did. Part three, I took it in 2006 in San Francisco. Everything that I needed for the exams, the materials, even the patients, they were all provided for me, even for part four. Even the money that I needed $5,000 to take this exam. And the Lord provided for me the $5,000 without even borrowing any money. Through the spirit of faith and the spirit of increase upon the ministry of Kenneth Copeland is pouring over me too. Now, God has given me the opportunity to buy my own practice. Now I'm living in my dreams in the beautiful city of Modesto, California, where I do have the liberality to share the gospel without being reprimanded. Imagine I started owning my practice when I was 63 years old. But in the Lord, nobody's too young, nobody's too old. If God has put a dream in you, that desire will be so strong in you until you bring it into fruition. So I was able to purchase a practice, get in debt, but now I'm debt free. So thank God. The spirit of increase that is upon the this ministry, that being out of debt is upon the partners too. I find it an honor, a privilege to be partners with Kenneth Copeland, because everything that is in them gets on you. It's impossible to partner with Kenneth Copeland and not have the spirit of increase. It's impossible to partner with Kenneth Copeland and not have the spirit of faith. And it's impossible to partner with Kenneth Copeland and not have the spirit of generosity. I've learned about the power of the tongue, how to change your situation, how to overcome every challenges that I have underwent to be a dentist here and practice my profession. And I learned it through Kenneth Copeland.
Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, all the power and authority he has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare his provision. God's creative power goes to work when by faith you speak out his promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill his call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 0122-5787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you, to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.